And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, man. It's Womanizer Wednesday, a.k.a. we're going to talk about five ways to tell a girl still in her hoe phase, man, so you can identify and not wipe these 304s up. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
We are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, man. Regular edition. It's Womanizer Wednesday. We're going to go ahead and go through five ways to tell if a girl is in her hoe phase. And quite frankly, guys, this is very important because some of y'all are not able to identify this stuff. And some of them are going to be fairly obvious. Some of them are not going to be as obvious and everything in between. But before we get into that, number one, guys, rumble.com/freshandfit, guys. As y'all know, the type of content we make, especially videos like this, are not safe for YouTube and not safe for the internet in general. It's just a matter of time until we go super, super viral again and we get canceled. So there's definitely an attack on masculinity. As you guys know, they canceled Andrew Tate. They canceled Sneeko. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're next in some line. So we're hedging our bets and we're on Rumble. So if you guys want to go ahead and get videos that aren't necessarily as safe, and we're going to be uploading all our Andrew Tate interviews over there as well very soon. We have to take them off YouTube, bro, because for some odd reason, people, you know, they were striking our videos, they were taking them down, age restricting them, whatever. So YouTube doesn't like Andrew for some odd reason.
Whatever video he's in, they strike or they give
for us particularly. Not everybody else. It's us particularly because we did the interview with him in Romania. They took the video down and they said, "Oh yeah, it's because you guys were
in his studio,
in his studio." And
or
I was like,
"His house?
I'm what like, the hell?" I was like, "Bro, but it's our content." "Oh yeah, but you guys filmed it at his studio, so nah." And I was like, "Bro, what the fuck?" So. They're definitely hating because they know that we support them. Like when other people bring them on their platforms, right? They try to
bash them a little bit.
They try to ask questions like, "Oh, I don't agree with everything he says. I'm just here as a guest." But deep down behind the scenes, like, "Oh, I agree with everything you say." But since they don't openly say it, like they let those videos stay up. So it's crazy how there's, you know, it's a political game, but that's a whole other thing. But yeah, those videos will be up on Rumble for sure, guys.
Yeah.
Mo's has them backed up, so we just got to figure out when we're going to upload them and everything and make the announcement for y'all so you guys can go check them out. Because those were some of the best interviews, because when we interview Andrew, obviously we let him go. And we're not concerned about, "Oh my God, are we going to get canceled?" Like, that's the homie, so he speaks freely.
Actually, our video with Andrew is when I went viral, man. That kind of blew him up as well. So yeah. There you go.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Andrew. The thing is, he was going to make it no matter what.
Yeah, anyway.
So I'm just happy that we got to play a small part in their success, you know, because they were going to make it anyway. We had known about Andrew since, what, 2018?
Already famous when we met them, pretty much.
Yeah, in Romania, they were like already A-list celebrities and stuff. So, you know, I'm just happy that we're able to introduce y'all to those guys to a small degree. Yeah. I would have found out about him anyway, but
facts.
It is what it is. Because when I first saw his content, I was like, "Bro, we need to bring this guy on. He's fucking awesome."
No filter.
And then we did that first interview. I'll never forget. We went on the boat and then back in the day.
We
went on the boat. This is like May of 2020, right? May of like 2020 or 2021.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. And we went out on a boat with them. I think it was 2021. And it was a great time. And then Andrew came back. We did the interview. It was lit. You know, he went ahead and debunked toxic masculinity and a bunch of other of these stupid ass buzz terms that these SJWs use. And we talked about Islam. We talked about chicks being 304s,
May
all
1st,
that stuff.
May 1st,
2021. Yeah. Damn. It was a great time. And we had known him prior to that, I think, because you had done an interview with them in 2020.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, good people. Shout out to them. We know they're innocent. They're going to be home very soon. And they're going to beat these charges, man.
Yep.
Anyway, freshfit.locals.com.
Frank Castles
are there.
Yes, dude. They're all still loading, bro. Still loading.
They're being uploaded right now.
They're going to be there eventually.
I kicked three bitches out the other day, bro. Just being annoying as hell. Like, ridiculous, bro. Like,
y'all.
And some of y'all are like, "Oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. This is for Black History Month." Man, I didn't even plan it like that. But it's just, these chicks are always acting crazy where You got this old chick being disrespectful. You got this other chick interrupting. And I'm like, are you going to stop? No. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I didn't even think. It was just like a reflection. And like, as soon as she said no, I was like, get out of here,
and
bro.
I'm like, that's our black queens, but you got to do it to us, man.
Yeah, man.
Our Black History Month, man.
Yeah, bro. Like,
yo, man.
Aren't you queens?
They don't know how to fucking act, man. It's wild, bro. Like, how ridiculous it is. And it's like, oh, you guys hate black women. No, we don't. Y'all just come on the show and make yourselves look stupid. That's what it is.
It's crazy, bro.
God damn.
We love our queens, though.
And
cancel.
Yeah, cancel, right?
Megaphone.
Yeah. Are we still up?
Yeah, we're still,
Light still on.
Yeah.
Go to Rumble.
Sweet. Okay. Megaphone, guys. Go to
literally. The boys.
We say what the other podcasts are scared to say, man. Guys, check us out at Megaphone. If you guys want to listen to the audio version of the pod, go ahead and check us out over there. Just make sure you wear headphones so you don't get fired at your job. Go get the merch at podcaststore.com. Chris the Bum shirts are live. God damn it. They are live.
Is that a true statement or is that a question?
It's a true statement.
Damn it. Yeah. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
Yeah, it's all right.
And then also, guys, what's next here? Oh, guys, our other YouTube channel, Stop the Show. Fresh and Fit Clips. Guys, I'm on a mission. Actually, we're on a mission because we're a team. We need to get this channel to 1 million subscribers, okay? The channel is doing 38 to 40M views a month. We need to get it to 1 million subscribers, okay? 77% of the people, I was looking at the numbers literally yesterday, 77% of the people that watch this channel are not subscribed. I need y'all to go over to this channel, hit that red button or white button, whatever mode you're using on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, okay? Like the videos. We're posting 6 videos per day and 8 shorts, okay, guys? 6 vids, 8 shorts. We're posting what, 12 pieces of content a day? Not, or wait, 6 plus?
We're doing 6 clips and then
14 pieces of content a day. Excuse me, my math sucks, guys. I'm gonna give myself a stupid button.
Stupid.
So yeah, we're giving y'all content like crazy on the Clips channel, man. So do me a favor, go subscribe to that channel, guys. And yeah, help us get 1 million on there so I can get another gold plaque and
halfway there
on all of our haters, man. If y'all know you guys know who they are. None of them happen to work out, actually.
Which
also
is hilarious.
Yeah, there's facts.
Guys, vlog channel is still up, man. We didn't get canceled yet, but the whole Dubai trip was vlogged there as well. As
wait, did you edit that video?
Yeah. Hold on. Did I? Oh, it's processing, so it should be done by now.
Okay.
That was days ago. Anyhow, yes.
Yeah, that was...
Thank God we're still up on the vlog channel. But Myron has a way with his words, effort in particular. But it was a great time in Dubai. Go check it out. But also as well, guys, I launched recently the CEO Network. Which, for example, a group of like-minded individuals that want to work together, network, and become better. And we have people there like Miguel from Dollar Cost Crypto. We have Casey Redbeard doing his travel vlogs, all this stuff like that. And we have as well Lambo Raul helping everyone in the chat and Telegram become better. So guys, join the group, man. See you on network. See you guys in there.
Bam.
Cool.
And then guys, check me out on Feta 1811 as you guys know. I've got a case on there. Can we pull up this channel real quick, Chris? I got it on your right screen. Guys, as you guys know, I live stream on Sundays and then I post a pre-recorded video on Thursdays. Tomorrow I'm going to be dropping the Green River Killer for y'all on Fetit. And the video that's up right now is K Flock. Scroll down real quick. This Green River Killer comes out tomorrow, 7 p.m., guys. As you guys know, this guy had 49 confirmed murders, upwards of 75 that he confessed to back in the 80s.
Damn.
Actually, Ted Bundy even assisted with finding this guy. That's how bad he was, killing all kinds of chicks all over the place.
Goddamn.
And that, yeah, bro, that's how you know it's bad. And then I got the K-Flock case where I went into detail as to why they actually went ahead and hit him with a federal indictment. And it's not what you guys think. And I didn't see any other person or these hip-hop bloggers or whatever cover it. So if you guys want details from an actual Fed that used to do RICO cases and know how RICO cases are done, check it out on Feta 1811. If you guys like true crime, I cover every type of case, whether it's terrorism, murder, serial killers, bank robberies, everything that you guys could think of. I pretty much cover every kind of crime. I did the FTX collapse with the money laundering, etc. So yeah, man, we're diversified. The Fresh and Fit Network, god damn it. Listen, we got all types of stuff, man.
Everywhere.
We got, you know, videos on how to make money, how to get in shape, how to become a better man, how to get girls, how to identify 304s, telling you guys exactly why women deserve less. Speaking of which, book is in stores right now, guys, by the way. Number one bestseller all over fucking Amazon right now. All right. We got 11,000 plus copies sold. It's doing great. Number one in dating, number one in psychology, intersexual dynamics on YouTube, man. Number one in 3 different categories. So, guys, Audible is coming soon. Mo just finished editing it. It's pending review right now as we speak. The hardcover version is out right now as well. So go ahead. All right. Paperback, Kindle, hardcover, and Audible coming very soon because I know a lot of y'all hate reading. And I voiced it myself, so you guys are really going to enjoy that. Fresh is also working on a book as well.
Yes.
That's going to be out probably sometime end of this year, right?
For networking.
Yes.
Yeah, summer.
So, bro, nobody else on YouTube is giving y'all this kind of content. We're the hardest workers on this motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dude, remember back in the day? We used to do 7 days a week, pretty much, seven days.
Yeah.
Two, three shows a day. Yeah. That's crazy, but who does that for podcasts? Nobody.
And who brings, and shout out to Chris in the fucking back, bringing girls all the time.
Yeah, Chris as well, man.
You know what I mean?
Dumb, all the
nice hat. Hey, perfect day.
You know what I mean?
Like, show, today, man.
You know what I mean? Like, Chris behind the scenes does a lot of things. As much as he likes to drink alcohol and be a drunk behind the scenes, he is responsible for getting the girls. As y'all know, we're very consistent, bringing y'all lovely ladies all the time, bringing new girls. We listen to your guys' criticisms, bringing girls from different backgrounds, etc. Everyone is trying to imitate, but they can never replicate the Fresh and Fit formula.
Facts.
And we're going to continue to give y'all not just content on watching women be delusional in after hours, but also content with self-improvement, getting in shape, bringing you guys cool guests, doing really interesting collabs. And yeah, man, I mean, I whenever I see people copying us, I'm like, ah, oh, fantastic. This is going to, I'm going to work even harder to prove to y'all why you guys will never be able to catch up to us and or beat us as far as content quality goes.
What do they say? Imitation is flattery.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Imitation is the best form of flattery.
There you go, man. Yep.
So, anyway.
Speaking of three or four, so we got 11 girls coming in tonight. So.
Okay, 11?
Yeah, 11.
God so, damn, bro.
Get ready.
7-Eleven, come again?
Yeah.
All right, so let's hit these chats real quick. And we got 3,700 y'all watching right now, man. Do me a favor. Like the video, guys. Subscribe to the channel. Send this video to a friend that's dating a 304 or might be dating a 304. Can y'all put the timestamps back in the video? Okay, yo, S, good question. The reason why the timestamps don't show is because we got a strike.
Yeah.
Anytime you get a strike, YouTube takes away like the little bars or whatever. Don't worry. Timestamps are always in every single video. We still put it there, but you have to scroll down and click the part that you want to see, which is kind of lame.
That's stupid.
But the reason why it doesn't put the chapter breaks in the actual bar is because we got a strike, bro. It's fucking lame. But it'll be gone in April, hopefully. But yeah, bro.
We'll see.
Yeah, dudes be hating. And actually, what did they strike us for? On an Andrew Tate video.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fucking haters. They took, they took down one of our Andrew Tate videos and gave us a strike. Incredible.
Wow.
They're hating, bro. Camp 2x, $10. Little girls that aren't even 18 or in high school are already in a 304 phase. A couple of my students confirmed that to me. I wonder when a girl turns 18 and she starts an OnlyFans, what was her only plans?
was that her only plans?
Probably, bro. Went from only plans to OnlyFans.
That's funny.
Z, hey, Fresh, Myron, you guys said on past podcasts you've been on double dates together. Have either you guys ever gone on a double date with Chris?
No, not really.
Didn't we, Chris, one time?
Oh, I think one time, but...
Yeah, but we never recorded it, though.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm very vague with my girls, man.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm very vague with my girls.
We can tell why.
You're also vague with your words, because nobody knows what the hell you're saying.
Yeah, facts,
what
right?
What the fuck, bro?
Yo, Chris, did you follow up on that therapy stuff?
Yeah.
Is that shit working, nigga?
Nigga, I'm...
Stop the cap.
Nigga, first, I know you're talking, man. You have a book coming out soon, man? God damn.
Man, I can't wait for the audible version of that.
Hold on.
That shit would be hilarious.
Hold on. Bro, you read the book with your eyes, though. You don't read it with your mouth.
I know audio, though.
I'm not doing audio. It's going to be crazy. So, you know what? I should do audio, man. But yeah, man.
Yeah, you know what? Do audio.
We'll see what happens.
I should be like a whole fucking dictionary, man.
I did audio for you, bro.
Okay, Baker's Block
you
Podcast.
You niggas need a network. Baker's Block Podcast. Baker's Block Podcast. Five Bucks goes, Fresh, when is your book on networking coming out? I want to utilize my online presence. Also have a YouTube channel inspired by YouTube. Thanks, guys.
Honestly, bro, I think I'm going to finish by summer. However, I will say, guys, right now, I have a group called CEO Network. Join that group, guys. It's in my link on my Instagram, and it should be in the down below. But guys, that group right now, I'm teaching people networking, social media, marketing, all in that chat, guys. And we got creators in there, Lambaro, Raul, like I said earlier, Miguel, hopefully soon some other creators as well. But guys, join
that
network,
I'll pop in there from time to time as well.
There you go. Y'all. That's love, man. That's so, love.
Yeah, of course.
Fitness stuff.
Big Mo, $2. Bus fare for Chris. Okay. Nate Diaz goes, YouTuber Think Before You Sleep should watch this episode. He needs it most right now.
Why? Problems with his girl?
I don't know. I know he made a hit piece on us talking shit, so fuck that nigga.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't care no more, bro. Real talk, man. Everybody that talks shit about us on our climb up to 1 million that, like, talk shit about us, I know, I remember all you motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah.
So all you guys can go suck a dick. You guys, oh, man, you're an asshole. You're being emotional, blah, blah, blah. I want you guys to put yourself in my shoes and have 30-plus YouTube channels coming at you, calling you a fraud, a rapist, a terrible person, a liar, a scammer, trying to fucking destroy you and the people that work with you and
anybody
work for
else
you.
would have quit.
And yeah, bro, we
or
lost
cried in a corner.
That was a very dark time. We got lost 50,000 subscribers. Everyone was hating us.
Yeah,
everyone
much.
Was making a bunch of videos talking shit, blah blah blah. So the fact that we rose up from all that,
yeah,
and we fucking beat the haters and we surpassed what they thought we would. We hit the 1 million subscribers, and some of these other channels that talk shit about us been on YouTube longer and still never hit 1 million subscribers. All of them could go suck a fucking dick. And I told y'all the best revenge is success.
Success, yeah.
Okay, and I'm gonna add a little bit of spice to it. Say success with a little bit of shit talk. Fuck you guys that talk shit about us in the past. Real talk. All those fucking channels.
Yep.
And Think Before You Sleep is one of them. Fuck you too. There's a reason why you don't show your face, you bitch ass nigga. Big Mo, $2. Chris, bike tire repair. Okay. I stay in my lane. Three Diglets. Cool. The enigmatic one, $20 goes donation for Chris so he can buy a bed without lumps in it.
What's going on, Chris, bro?
Why? Because all right. So because we're late. No, from L Chris to a roast session. The whole time I'm watching, and the whole time I'm like this, I'm like, if only these niggas know why we late, but I don't want to say none, but fuck it. I'm like, I'm going to let the chat have their fun, because some of the jokes are funny as fuck, but god damn, man.
Okay, Chris. Pillows for Chris's
we love
new
you,
bed.
Man, Chris.
Okay, Big Mo, shout out to you, bro. Yo, y'all be roasted, Chris, Brandon. That shit hilarious.
Come some slack, man.
Naruto explained. Question for Myron. I've noticed the more I bulk up, the more overweight women approach, and I'm confused. Have you ever experienced that? 5'9", 190 pounds, 10% body fat. If you're 5'9", 190 pounds, 10% body fat, bro, then you're fucking a professional bodybuilder, damn near, bro. Your body fat's probably higher than 10, my friend. 10 is like you're fucking ripped. But yeah, I mean, overweight women love guys that are in shape because it's the opposite of them. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Y'all should get Kane Carter on, i.e. Hot Damn I Rock. He's an old shill RP YouTuber who has a great story to tell. If you'd ask him, ask the chat. Sure, they all know
him. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
I don't know who that is.
I remember him.
Okay. McLovin goes, I work for a power company making 80 to 120K a year in Illinois. Would it be smart to go live with my buddy selling timeshares in Vegas? Last year, he made 300K.
Oh, live with him.
Selling timeshares in Vegas? I mean,
it's a gamble.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It depends, dude. Where the timeshares are, etc. Why not just buy your own real estate, man?
Yeah, the thing is, bro, you're not your buddy, so he might make that money, but it doesn't mean that you're gonna make that money. So it's kind of like, hey, you're making a gamble there. But hey, man, I mean, if you got no kids, nothing to lose. Shit.
Yeah,
I don't know, bro.
Here's the thing with everyone that wants to get into like real estate, and you know, they kind of do it pseudo through Airbnb, whatever. Guys, buy your first property. Own that property, okay? Control it, whether it's through an FHA loan or a conventional loan, 20 to 25% down, right? Learn how real estate works, then get into these strange, you know, one-offs.
Yeah.
As far as like timeshares and Airbnbs and wholesaling you might need to do in the beginning to get your money up. But guys, get your first property, get the tax benefits, get the cash flow, do the deal by yourself, get your own capital, right? And then as you become more and more sophisticated, then you can go ahead and take these more riskier options.
Yeah, you want to make calculated risk, bro. So, my name is Solar Dolo, Free Top G. Shout out to you. Big Homie Dre says, without sex, most women hold zero value to a man's life, and they know it, but do nothing to change it.
That's facts.
Think me sex.
That's big facts. Most girls don't offer anything except for sex, bro.
Nothing.
That's true.
That's why they're single. So, Mr. Official says, thoughts on the U.S. limiting time on TikTok, WFNF. I think that's good, man. I mean, bro, it's an
TikTok
addiction,
is
bro.
Trash, bro.
It's an addiction.
Yeah. Michael Meestruck, $1. Thank you so much.
You.
Daniel Loya goes, book is amazing. Thank you so much,
facts.
Bro. 86 pages because, you know, women deserve less.
Right on the plane.
I read the book in an hour. Easy read. Absolutely, man. That's my goal, guys. And I know some of you guys told me there's typos in there, whatever. Aaron Claire just fixed them. So don't worry, guys. If you buy it now, there's the fixes are going
to
be gone.
Good. And by the way, happy birthday to Michael.
Oh, happy birthday to you, my friend. Down to my
bro.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Harry Zikos, thank you so much for supporting, man.
Michael,
you read an hour, bro. How'd you do that? Goddamn.
Speed reading.
Nigga was speed reading. Put the Thursday boot print on the back of the heads of haters, Myron. Yeah, man. Nicholas Andre. Yeah, man. Like, at this point, it's everyone that doubted us, bro. Like, I don't care anymore. We hit our 1 million. We hit our goal. We're going to continue to keep grinding, though. As y'all know, we're still obviously focused on growing this channel, getting this channel up to 2 million, getting the Clip channel to 1 million. The grind doesn't stop.
And Rumble, of course, 1 million as well.
But now that we hit that goal, I'm 100% going to do a victory lap and say fuck you to all the guys that talk shit about us. And you guys know who they are. There were 30-plus YouTube channels that made videos on us talking shit, trying to kick us while we were down. Oh, look, they lost 50,000 subscribers. Whatever. Well, we lost those subscribers and gained back a bunch more. Because here's the thing. There's three things that always come out no matter what happens. The sun, the moon, and the truth. And on this podcast, we talk about the truth. The bullshit that we deal with women, getting in shape, becoming a better man in general. You can't stop good content and good information. We're saving fucking lives here. What are these ass clowns that talk shit about us doing? Nothing. Oh, let's react to videos. Let's give commentary on some shit. Oh, let's not teach you how to make more money or become a better man. Let's just go ahead and just talk shit about other creators because we got nothing else to do. Fucking losers, man. Fucking losers. So yeah, I'm gonna pop my shit now because that when they were hitting us when we were down, we didn't say nothing. We didn't make no response videos, nothing.
I got three words. Stay over there.
Facts. Fuck those motherfuckers, bro. Once LDA, $5. Gonna start having people wait 5 minutes before liking the video to help the algorithm. Love y'all, bro. Appreciate that.
Cool.
Daro goes, finally caught y'all live. No longer a ninja watcher. Been here since 900K. Y'all helped me go from 423 to 608 credit score. Keep it up, big homies.
Good
Yo,
job, bro.
On that one, bro.
Good job, man.
Messages like that is what continue to motivate us to become better creators and give you guys more value, man. Thank you so much. Like, you guys don't understand how important it is. Like, I walk down the street, someone will stop me. Yo, Myron, blah, blah, blah. I go out of my way, shake their hand. Thank you for supporting. Like, I never turn anyone away. Hell, someone commented on your videos
saying,
like, oh, well, Myron, why are you asking them to take a picture? The reason why I do that, guys, is because a lot of times people don't want to come off as weird or whatever.
Yeah, they don't.
So I'll always make the offer, hey, do you want to take a picture? And I always take a picture.
It's harmless, guys. I mean, bro, I mean, at the same time, most people, they say, oh, that's my favorite creator. They're like, shook. They're like, oh, my God. But you say, yo, you want a picture? Yeah, I do. Cool. It's simple. They don't.
If they don't, it's cool. But I'll ask it for them so they don't feel awkward, man.
Yeah, that's like me meeting Soulja Boy. I was like, bro, Soulja Boy, oh my God. Yeah. You know, it's like
there's that saying, there's this famous saying, never meet your idols, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in that because I look at it like I hope you guys don't analyze me. I'm just a regular dude. I'm nothing special. But what I am saying is that if you meet me in person, I'm the same guy on and off camera. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm better than anybody or anything like that. I'm just a guy that happens to have a podcast that could talk about the bullshit that we're all experiencing. Okay.
Misogyny.
And guys, just because me and Fresh got a little bit of clout now or whatever, or some money, doesn't mean that we don't tolerate that we don't deal with the same bullshit that y'all do, man.
Facts. We definitely do.
Trust me, bro. I mean, Kanye West even said it in that song Stronger. You know, I know that God put you in front of me, right? So how could the hell could you front on me?
Bro.
Nigga, even he's dealing with that bullshit.
If anything, like, we're doing it at a bigger scale now. There's some problems, bro. We're not.
Bro, it don't matter. He saw Trey Songz get curbed.
Yeah.
Kanye West is saying, I remember put on, he goes, there's a lot of bitches that owe me sex. Like, nigga, bro. No one is safe from the fuckery.
Nobody's safe, guys. 100%. Like,
nobody.
Dude, you think money is going to save you?
And clout?
Being fitness is going to save you in shape? Bro, literally, bro, you're still going to deal with the bullshit.
It's how you handle it
that really matters, bro.
You're always going to deal with bullshit with women, bro.
Yeah, it's how you handle it that's going to matter.
Bro.
So.
Holy. Okay.
Okay.
God put you in front of me, so the hell, how the hell could you front on me?
You know Kanye's having a comeback, though. Like, legit, like, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Adidas, too.
Shout out to him, Kanye. Man.
Yeah.
They canceled him after he talked about them boys.
He's back, man. He's back. Them boys.
Can't talk about them boys.
You messed up, bro. You messed up, bro. Yo, we got some chats, right, bro?
No. That's all.
Points?
Yeah, the points first.
Okay, guys. So, let's see. Yo, okay. So let's talk about today's topic, right? So this was spawned from a question from a supporter, right? However, at the same time, guys, you meet a girl for the first time. You like her. She's cool. But you're like, damn, something's not right. In my heart, I feel something weird, bro. Like, it's like, she's cool, but it's a red flag I can't put my finger on. So today we're going to cover five things you can... look at.
I'm sorry. Like my in the back. In the track. I got me dead right now.
Them boys be watching. Listen, bro. We have a show to do here, right?
Think about dying in the back, bro. Niggas in the chair say stupid shit, too. I'm not going to repeat
that. Canceled.
No, we touch it.
Yeah, bro. Listen, we love everybody here. You know, even the queens. So,
especially them boys, man.
Yeah.
We love them boys too. Damn it. Without them boys, we'd not be here right now. I'm just saying, bro.
Yo. Whoa.
Okay. So this topic, right? Like I was saying earlier, you meet a girl, you like her. However, something's telling you something's not right. So we covered today five topics you can look at. No, don't say it, bro. Don't look at the chat, bro. That's cancelable. Don't look at the chat. See,
now you see why I had the chat, right?
Yeah, Chris, please hide the chat. Y'all niggas got Myron dying here, bro.
Yeah,
This must be a serious show, man. At some level, bro. On some level. nigga can't breathe. Them boys got him. This nigga turned. All right, man.
Yo, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
The fucking tears.
Are we good now? Y'all good in the back?
I think so. I'm sweating.
Y'all good in the front?
This we're shit
good,
fucking got me dead, bro.
Okay.
Yo,
we good, man.
We're good.
Okay. So, once again, you meet a girl, right, and you like her. You might want to make her your main or a main side piece or whatever you want to put her in your rotation, right? But you're like, damn, something's fishy about this chick. I can't put my finger on it, right? So today we're going to cover 5 things you can look at to kind of say, you know what, damn, maybe this is one of the things that she's doing behind the scenes, or she's pretty much like holding back from you at the same time. So 1 to 5, round we got one. You guys.
Fight.
So you meet her, you like her, cool vibes, whatever, but something isn't right. She's been single for a long period of time and brings nothing to the table. So imagine, right? Meet a chick, like, damn, she's a 9 or 8. She's pretty bad. And you're like, damn, why is she single? Anyhow, I got her now. And you're like, okay, cool, I got a good one. But reality, what happens here is that, like, you meet the girl for the first time, you're having a great time, it's cool, but she's very quiet. And you're like, why is she so quiet? Because she's really a bitch, bro, with nothing to offer. So she's going to play a part with you to get in with you. Once she's in with you, you're like, damn, I'm not knowing why she's single. However, what happens is most guys are like, you know what, she's so hot, I'm going to ignore the red flag and keep it going. And it's like, okay, problem is, though, that period of time you don't ignore it, what happens is like, you fall into traps. For example, she might try to finesse you, she might try to play you. And it's like, when she's in that moment with you for the first time, you want to see the red flags, because right now, guys, most of you find a girl that's hot, you're going to be like, cool, I'm going to deal with it because she's hot. But reality speaking, her being with you, she's bringing something to the table at least. And it's kind of like, in your life, you have a business, you have yourself going on, your purpose, your passion. Like, we get it. You want to smash a hot chick. However, it's like, bro, at the same time, if she's adding value to your life, what's the point? So my thing is like, find a chick that's cool, great vibes, whatever, but at least have some value to add in your life. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So I got my notebook. Sorry, guys. I was laughing a little too much there. Okay. So the first thing, guys, just as Fresh said, was she's been single for a long time. Now, this is a huge red flag, right? And the reason why is because I want you guys to go into an imaginary world, right? Let's give the equivalent on this side. Let's say you meet a guy that is fat, a loser, and hasn't gotten laid for the past 1 or 2 years. And then he tells you, oh, hey, well, I didn't get laid because, like, I don't need to. Like, I could get any girl I want. I'm just choosing not to. What do you say?
Stop the cap.
It's because you can't get laid.
Yeah.
That is the functional equivalent, guys, to a girl that hasn't been in a relationship. Okay? The thing is this. When a girl hasn't been in a relationship for a very long time, that should automatically set a red flag and let you know that more than likely she's in her hoe phase or party years, as Rolo Tomasi likes to call it, because she doesn't want to be in a relationship and be tied down. Okay? And when a girl doesn't want to be tied down, that's a big problem, because we know that women look for security. And when they look for security, they typically look for that security through a man. So if they're not doing what they're biologically inclined to do, that should be a big red flag to you that she's still basically on the fucking cock carousel. Let's just keep it 1,000. All right. And also, that also tells you that more than likely she has a bunch of traits that disqualified her from getting a guy to take her seriously as well. And especially if she's attractive and has been single for a long time, guys, almost certainly
she belongs to the streets.
Because you know for a fact a bunch of simps have come along and tried to wife her up or whatever it may be.
If you're on a date with a chick, right?
Yeah.
You ask her, I'm just curious, when was your last like relationship? Oh, it's been 5 years. I'm like, Shraggy, 5 years? That's a red flag, man. Why is it 5 years?
Yeah. So if a girl hasn't been in a relationship in a long time, guys, that's a big red flag. That's the equivalent to a guy that hasn't had sex in a couple of years, right? If that guy went ahead and told you, oh, I'm not having sex because I choose not to. Well, unless they're super religious and like they have some strong beliefs, which most of y'all are not, or most of those guys are not, 9 out of 10 times, it's not because they don't want to get laid. It's because they fucking can't get laid. Same thing with a girl. Oh, I'm single because I choose to be, bro.
Stop the cap.
It's because no one wants to take you seriously, because you probably have very bad habits that you're unaware of, or you just aren't qualified for it to be a girlfriend for a lot of guys, right? So that's a big red flag when you meet a girl that hasn't been in a relationship for a long time. Number two, that she round two here, guys.
Round two.
fight.
Round two, that she is still for the streets and in her whole phase. She can't bond.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I mean by this is emotional damage. Best cue ever.
Yeah.
Guys, what this means is that more than likely she was Alpha Widow. Now, what is Alpha Widow? That means that she was with a guy, right, that checked off most of, if not all of her boxes that are important to her. And now she can't find that guy again. So any guy that she deals with is always going to be compared to that former guy. And if you're not better than him, she's always going to yearn for him.
Yep.
Okay. And this is why, right? Girls with high body counts, girls that have a promiscuous past, etc., are not good long-term partners in general. And the reason why is because the likelihood that they've been alpha widowed is higher. Okay. What do I tell you on this podcast all the time? When a girl deals with a certain class of male, it's very difficult for her to go backwards. Okay. It's the same thing as, let's say you make 100 grand one year, right? And then all of a sudden you make 50K the next year. Well, you're going to suffer that second year making 50K because once you make a certain amount of money, it's very difficult for you to acclimate to anything below that. Okay. That's how women operate when it comes to men. Same exact situation. If they got a certain type of lifestyle or a certain type of feeling or vibe, or whatever the hell you want to call it, these girls like to define, they're always going to compare you to that guy. And if you're not better than him, significantly better than him, she's always going to be imprinted by that guy. And this is why I tell y'all all the time, younger women, lower body counts, these are things you need to look for coming from a good household. The reason why I tell y'all to look for this, guys, is because there's a lower likelihood, okay, that she has a negative imprint from another man that you might not necessarily be able to measure up to. And this is highlighted even more so thanks to social media, thanks to the internet, where women have access to these high status guys all the time. I talk about this in fucking detail and why women deserve less in one of the chapters, where women nowadays have such a plethora of options that they're able to put men in certain categories. Okay. They're able to put some guys in tricks and simps, some guys as food. He pays my OnlyFans. This guy pays me, it does this for food, etc. So you want to make sure that you're at the top of the list, but since she's experienced so many different men, right? If you take a model woman nowadays that's 25, she probably has more sexual experience than a guy that's 25 at her same level. And that's the world that we're in now. So the more men that she's experienced, the higher the likelihood she's going to be imprinted, the higher the likelihood she's not going to be able to bond with you. And she's going to compare you to the guy that was the best in her situation. And in today's day and age, an average looking girl, right? Let's keep it 1,000. The average looking girl has more general sexual market value and more sexual market value pull, so to speak, than a guy that's a fucking celebrity. Like, guys, one more time for you. I want you to really, like really get this through your head. An average woman in 2023 has more sexual market value pull and ability to attract than a damn near celebrity male.
Bruh.
That's scary, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've done experiments on this with Tinder, where they took a guy that was literally a Chad in the top 1%. And then it took a chick that was gross, okay? 300 pounds, pale, fat, ugly, etc. She got almost 5 times as many matches as he did on Tinder in a 24-hour period.
Damn, Daniel.
And that's a girl that's a 1 compared to a guy that's a 9. You take a girl that's a 5? Bruh, she's going to get 10 times as many matches. This is the sexual marketplace. It is skewed to a ridiculous degree, guys. It's skewed so much that girls are not only able to use it to their advantage financially, but they're also able to use it to their advantage to find the best man. They're able to use it to get housing, food, etc. And this is what I mean when I talk about this in a book where women are negotiating in bad faith nowadays. They don't like most men, but they know that it creates an enormous opportunity for them to finesse most men. And they do that to their advantage to the highest degree in today's day and age, thanks to the internet, where they're able to scale their sexuality to a whole other level.
Yeah. Now, the word imprint, right? Doesn't matter unless you want to wipe the chick up or take her serious, right? However, at the same time, imprint, if you're just smashing her, doesn't really matter. But let's say you meet a chick for the first time. She's been on multiple dates before. She had a boyfriend in the past, a couple guys that she's dealing with. So one of those guys at least imprinted her in a big way. And what happens is girls will get an imprint from this guy that she's really into. Him and say, you know what? Damn, I don't want to commit to you. So I'm going to do what I do. She's put up with it for like a year, maybe a couple months. You know what? No commitment. I'm out. But reality, she really wants that guy. So she'll go on the streets, have fun, go on yachts, party, get lit, all that stuff. But she really wants that one guy that she met at the very beginning. So she'll be with you, but her heart was really with that guy. So it's kind of like that imprint never goes away. So let's say you meet this chick and you want to bond with her. You can't because her heart is with that guy, her imprint, once again. So my thing is like, don't chase a girl like that, because that's a red flag. That girl's bonded to that guy, and if you try to come into the picture, you can't break that bond. So it's kind of like you're wasting your time. For example, a girl with a baby daddy. Off rip, bro, that's her imprint. So if you to break that, bro, you got to be top tier if you even want to break it. And it's like, why even break it? So right there, guys, and she tells you, oh, yeah, you know, my ex this and that. And here's a sign, right? Let's say you're on a date with a chick. She's like, oh, yeah, my ex this, my ex that. Why keep bringing up your ex? And it's like, every conversation that you talk about is like, yeah, well, my ex used to do this for me, used to do that for me. It's like, why keep bringing that up? It's the imprint, guys, so be careful.
Yeah, so this is why, and Andrew got a bunch of hate for this when he said he'd rather date a girl that's 18 over a girl that's 25, and he said it's because she's been the girl that's 25 has a higher likelihood of being ran through. And This is what he's talking about. The likelihood of her being imprinted within those 7 years is extremely high. Guys, that a girl that's mildly attractive is going to have so many suitors coming at her that it's nearly impossible for her within those 7 years to not get an imprint to some degree. So what he's saying is, you want to deal with a girl that's younger, that has less trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma makes men, but it destroys women. One more time for that. Okay? Trauma makes men, but it destroys women. And the older she is, right, especially in a Western world, the higher the likelihood she's experienced some kind of trauma with men. And that's going to negatively impact you as a guy, because you're going to be compared to all those other fucking dicks that she's dealt with. This is why girls that are virgins have a way higher likelihood of staying in relationships. They've done studies on this where a girl that was a virgin or had a body count under 5 significantly decreased chances of divorce versus the more bodies they had, higher increase of divorce. Why? Because she's constantly comparing you to other guys that she's had.
Yep. And guys,
ignorance is bliss for women, guys. Real talk.
You're probably wondering, but Myron Fresh, like, I want to make her my wifey, bro. Like, how can I do this? I'm like, bro,
stupid.
It's dumb, one. But two, let's say you're going to do it anyway, right? Here's what I would do. Your best weapon is to level up. That's it. Dude, that's all you can do. Be the best person that you can be for her. And maybe that's better than the last guy. But really speaking, bro, it's going to be tough. And then secondly, bro, just move on, bro. That's pretty much it.
So, yeah. All right. So the next one, guys, we're going to cover is number three. So we're almost at, well, we got some bonuses for y'all too, so don't worry.
Yeah.
So number three right now, guys, is
God.
This is a big one.
She outside.
She's outside. And when I say she's outside, she's on social media posts and being on boats, parties, expensive restaurants.
Today she's with you.
Nice
tomorrow
cars.
She's with me.
Interesting locations that are expensive to be at, etc. Guys, if you see a girl posting shit like this, like extravagant experiences of luxury or traveling, etc., 9 out of 10 times, some motherfucker's paying for that shit.
Yep.
Girls rarely, if ever, pay for luxurious items when it comes to flexing. What do I mean by this? Private jets, exotic cars, expensive locations, etc. Let me tell y'all the difference when women travel and they're paying for it themselves. You know what these bitches do? I'll take you guys through it right now. When girls travel and it's their fucking money, it'll be 5 of them cramped up in a fucking one bed fucking hotel.
Airbnb. Yeah,
that's facts.
All right?
It's cheaper. Airbnb.
Airbnb, right? If it's them paying, right? It'll be some bullshit. That's why I tell y'all, anytime you meet a girl and she's like on a girl trip with her friends, you never go back to her place. You ain't going to be able to go, because she more than likely has her and all her friends are fucking crammed in one spot. It's dirty as fuck in there. Hair all over the place,
facts.
Clothes all over the place, etc. You got to bring them to your place if you deal with a bunch of girls, if you meet a bunch of girls on a trip and they actually paid for it themselves, all right? You can't go back to theirs, because girls penny pinch when it's their fucking money they're spending to travel. However, if you see them in a nice suite with a private jet, etc., dudes pay for that. Bitches don't pay for private jets. You guys know what a private jet is just to go like 3-4 hours? Like $20,000.
And they never post the guy.
Yeah.
Only the plane. And the
girls
food.
Don't pay for private jets, bro. They don't. You know what I mean? Even Cardi B was on an interview saying, oh, yeah, I don't pay for private jets. That's stupid. Like, what do I look like now? $20,000 for what? My ears still pop, right? Even though she said that shit and she's an ignorant 304, what she said exemplifies how a lot of women look at using private jets, etc.
Yeah.
If you pay for it, it's cool. If they pay for it, it's a problem. And this is a multi-millionaire woman that's super successful,
yep,
thinking this way. You think an average chick is paying for fucking a private jet? Fuck no.
Can't afford it.
They're not doing it. All right? When girls pay for their own trip, they go on bum-ass things like backpacking. They cram into a room.
Hostels.
They're staying at hostels, etc. That's when bitches pay for their own shit. But when they're doing, if you see a girl doing anything luxurious, 99% chance a nigga paid for it, regardless of how much money she makes. Girls don't like spending their own money when it comes to portraying a certain luxury. Nice restaurants, private jets, exotic cars, etc. Always guys paying for that shit. Never girls.
Guys, number three on the list to me is the biggest red flag, because you might have a great girl. She might be awesome. She might actually be a nice person, right? Cool girl. However, in the outside environment, right? In the lifestyle of being outside, that environment will change anybody. Guys, we be outside sometimes, you know, networking, doing our stuff. And dude, the club, that's a whole different story. That's like no man's zone. Like 100%, that's where you shouldn't go at all. But I'm just saying, just being outside in general, like to events, private parties, like, guys, that environment only breeds one thing: alcohol, drugs, sex. And if that's going to be your man or your actual girl, bro, think twice. Because once again, let's say she's, how to put this, holier than thou. She's very reserved, whatever. Her friend's going to be like, oh, girl, drink up. Don't be a lame. Party with us. She's going to get into the mood, right? And then at that point, say, you know what? I'm going to stop being lame, whatever. I'm going to get lit. She's cool, whatever, twerking. Yo, cook on our table. Let's get a drink. Before you know it, bro, she's at a table with a bunch of players, bro, and it's a wrap. So yep. My thing is, like, the outside environment, guys, she's all outside, partying, networking. Bro, she's a chick, bro. She gets offers all the time. Why is she going to say no to all of them? So it's just crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. It's just the chances of probability. Yeah. Is that the chance of her, you know, getting with some dude or whatever in those situations. Because you guys got to remember, these environments breed, right, infidelity, right?
Yeah.
You got alcohol. You got pressure. You got loud music.
Friends.
You got dudes that might have some status or some tables capping all over the place. You got friends that more than likely are not going to be positively influential, right? And what do we know about women? We know that they're erratic and they're emotional and they're slaves to their emotions. So if they feel a certain way because a guy makes them feel a certain way, well, next thing you know, she's sucking his dick in the fucking bathroom.
And if you're a brokey or you're not on a level where you need to be, and you should go outside and find somebody better, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. So, guys, girls that are, you know, living a certain lifestyle on social media, etc., all over the place, that is a big red flag. That's how you know that they're definitely still in their whole face.
And we've seen girls with boyfriends, bro, outside living life. And it's like, you have a man?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
And they're doing in the back with Peter and John and Dick and Talma Harry. Like, bro, this is crazy, bro.
Matter of fact, I'll give y'all a bonus right now. We'll hold off on the next one that we're going to cover. So this is like pseudo number 3.5 or 4, whatever you guys want to say. Mm-hmm. Another way to tell a girl still in her whole face is if she has serious FOMO issues.
Mm.
And what I mean by FOMO is fear of missing out issues.
Can't stay home.
Is your girl the type of chick that can't afford to like stay home? Like she's fidgety, like on a Saturday night, can't like wait to be outside or do something, or she's always trying to, you know, be involved in some kind of event. She needs to be outside all the time. She needs to be around her friends all the time. She needs to be at the club. She needs to be happening. She needs to be involved in certain situations. Bro, that is a big, probably one of the biggest signs that she's still in her whole phase.
Yeah.
When a girl has serious FOMO, that's a big fucking problem.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And you know, some people might say, oh, I need to get it out my system, blah, blah, blah. What the fuck do you mean you need to get out your system?
For how long?
Yeah, get out your system and then you'll never come in this system, you dumb asshole. Like, that, guys, if a girl has FOMO, 99% of the time, she ain't going to be a fucking wife material, bro.
Just out to your point, if a girl's really into you, right, and she gets offers to go on a yacht, go to dinner, go to events, she's going to be like, you know what? If my man can't come, I'm not going.
Yep.
And that's like real talk. So if she's going out anyway, leaving your ass home, bro, that's their girl, not your girl. Just saying.
Yeah, so, bro. So that's a big one. If your girl has FOMO issues.
Yep.
And so here's the thing. Some of y'all right now in the chat are like, wait, hold on. I could barely get my girl to stay inside on Saturday nights. Oh, shit. She always wants to go out on Friday, too.
Oh, no.
Girl's night out was last week.
Did she suck a dick?
What the fuck? Like, I got to damn near get an argument with her to keep her home. Bro. It's time to break up with her.
No respect.
Yo, if your girl has FOMO issues to the point where you need to lecture her or you guys get in arguments about her going out all the time, whatever, guys,
she belongs to the streets.
And let her go out there. Fuck that shit. Because I'm telling you guys, when a girl has FOMO, it's a wrap.
Yo, someone said just kiss. So I remember, right? We had this friend of ours that had this girl, and she would always be like, babe, I'm going out with the girls. I'll see you later. And he's like, all right, go have fun. I'm like, bro, you don't care? Oh, nah, bro. Like, we good. Bro, kind of find out.
Stupid.
2 weeks later, right? We're in the club just chilling, right? Networking, doing our stuff. And then we see the same girl in a different section with a different guy. and we know the guy very well. We know what he does. And it's like, we know what happened. So let me call him Jiskus. Because he just did him up.
Oh, my God, bro.
What the fuck?
You stupid. Know that?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, bro. Like, oh, so that, if anything, guys, if a girl has FOMO, fear of missing out, that's what is the fuel to a 304-ness.
Yeah.
Real talk, guys. FOMO is the fuel of hoes. All right? Because you guys got to understand. I really want you guys to like understand this extremely well.
Streets are cold. Very cold.
Women are extremely impressionable creatures. And what I mean by this is that they can be molded for good, but they can also be molded for bad. Yeah. This is why it's so important to have strong masculine figures in a woman's life, because a strong masculine figure will let her know, look, you have an insane amount of power, but it's on you to control that power. With great power comes great responsibility, as Uncle Ben famously said. But if no one comes in to tell girls about their power, aka their sexuality, and protecting it, what are they going to do? They're going to be slaves to TikTok, Instagram, social media. And what does social media show girls? Go out to the club, have fun, get a career.
Finesse men.
Sex in the City lifestyle, city girls. You can have, you know, you can go ahead and fuck with the bad boys and there'll be a Prince Charming waiting for you at the end when you're 31 years old. We tell women all these lies, right? And mainstream society doesn't tell women the dark future that awaits for them if they decide to jump on the cock carousel.
Nope.
No one tells them until they're older. You guys have seen it on this podcast with your own two very eyes. Girls come in here and say, I regret being a feminist in my 20s and thinking that I can live a certain Sex in the City lifestyle, and now I'm older and it's harder for me to lock down a guy. Some girls are in literally panic mode right now.
Gotta buy their own drinks.
Gotta buy their own drinks. All that shit.
Yeah.
People get mad at me when I say this, but I genuinely believe this shit, okay? Women only mature when they stop getting sexual attention from the opposite gender. When these stupid-ass hoes come on the show and say, oh, women mature faster than men. No, you don't. You mature faster as in you understand the opposite gender better because you get more chances to practice with them because they're hitting on you, etc. But you don't mature as far as understanding your value because you're still going to go ahead and do all the hoe shit that you used to do before and go to the top bidder, right? So with that said, when a girl – shit, what was I? Fuck. I was
FOMO.
Yes, FOMO, yes. So when a girl has FOMO, right, what ends up happening is that fear of missing out comes from outside influences. It could be her friends. It could be her college classmates.
Social media.
It could be social media. It can be other people in her social circle, whatever it may be. But FOMO is the fuel for being a 304. Quite literally. That's what it is. When a girl has fear of missing out, she wants to go out and experience these things. As she experiences these things, she becomes a hoe. She loses her value, and boom, the rest is history. So it's on you guys, right, to identify girls that have fear of missing out and not take those girls seriously. Because what awaits you is a fucking headache coming forward.
Fact.
She's going to fight you all the time to go outside.
Yep. She should have FOMO for you.
Yes.
Not for going outside.
Yes.
Yep.
She should be having fear of missing out from spending time with you, hanging out with you, serving you, and being the best girlfriend that she could be.
Yeah.
That's what she should be having. She should be having fear of missing out on having a fucking man. But if she's more interested in a fear of missing out of going to the club and getting certain experiences,
let her go.
To the streets she goes. And the thing I'm trying to tell you guys is this. Never, ever be the placeholder fucking boyfriend. This is where a lot of you guys right now in the chat, I'm talking to y'all. You know who the fuck you are. You might have a girlfriend that you're just enough. You meet just enough prerequisites. You're just cool enough. You look just good enough. Maybe you make just enough money where you got her by the skin of your fucking teeth. Okay? But she's out there, out in the streets, looking for something better. And you guys seen on this podcast when girls come on the show and they speak about their boyfriend a certain way. You could tell right away, based off how a girl talks about her boyfriend, if he's a placeholder boyfriend. Never be the placeholder boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because your dumbass is sitting there while she's going to the club, she's on boats, she's traveling to Miami, she's going to Vegas, whatever. You're sitting there, ooh, I'm a good boyfriend.
It's okay.
Ooh, yeah. While she's at the club looking for another guy to fucking replace her dumbass. Okay? Because the thing is that the streets are very cold. So girls like to have a guy at home that they can still get boyfriend energy from.
Yep.
Okay? While they simultaneously look for your fucking replacement. Never be the guy that she's looking to replace.
Security.
All right? You are the fucking place. If she don't like you, get the fuck out of here. That's how it's got to be. Number one or none. Number one or none. A lot of you guys are okay with being a placeholder boyfriend or being number two, number three, number four, number five, number fucking 10. No, that's not how it goes. For a girl to get the best treatment from a girl, you must be number one priority in her life. That's how it goes.
You better off being single and having that dynamic where like it just like fuck buddies than actually being weird. Because at that point, like you said earlier, bro, you're a placeholder.
So. And being a placeholder is when you get some of the worst disrespect.
Yeah, no respect at all.
That's when she's going to the club. She's still dressed as sexy. She'll go ahead. She won't give you sex sometimes. Oh, I don't feel like it, yeah. Babe.
I'm tired.
But I'm tired. At a club, she got somebody else.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep. So. When you're a placeholder boyfriend, you just made it by the skin of your fucking teeth, bro. You're a fucking, you know, you got a level 34 Charizard. You just got that second badge, right?
Babe.
You tell that nigga flamethrower, it's a 50-50% chance he's going to do it.
Yo, you're like, babe, it's Friday night, babe. We worked hard all week. We're going to smash, right? Babe, my tummy hurts.
Yeah.
But I need to go to the club. Like, yeah. My friends.
Yeah.
Give me a break, okay?
Yeah.
You're so demanding.
You know what I'm saying? Bro. You always want to have sex or some bullshit like that.
Bro.
Man.
Get your ass out of here, man.
Yeah, man.
Or hurry up. Do it already.
Yo, like, I'm telling y'all, bro.
I'm tired, Johnny.
I'm telling you guys, there's no point dealing with women unless you are number one. Because if you don't, it's going to be a tooth-pulling, painful experience. Because once again, women don't like men that much.
Yeah.
Okay? That's
sad,
the truth.
Sad to say, but
that's the fucking cold hard truth.
Yeah.
Women don't like men that much. And if you're a placeholder boyfriend, she likes you just enough so she can get boyfriend energy from you. But she's going to go ahead and play her options. I don't want you guys sitting there being a boyfriend, right? While she simultaneously goes out there and is able to pretend that she's single. Fuck no. Hell no. Anyway. We're going to go into
big
number...
red flag.
Actually, we can hit the chats.
Yeah, we can.
Cool.
Because a lot of you guys right now in the chat are fucking placeholder
going
boyfriend.
Through it, yeah.
Real talk, man. A lot of y'all know you are right now. You're with a girl that don't fucking respect you. She talk back to you. She go to the club. She dresses sexy when she goes out with her girls, but never dresses sexy for you. She fucking makes you jump through hoops to get sex.
Yeah.
She be bossing you around. She's masculine. She's assertive. She be talking shit to you. All these things are traits of girls that don't fucking respect you and you're a placeholder boyfriend. If you're in a relationship like this, you need to seriously contemplate kicking her ass to the curb. Because if you're not getting the best, that bitch goes to the rest.
And look, don't be ashamed, man. We all been there at some level. Like, for example, if this is you right now, guys,
we all been there.
At least you know what's happening. You can move forward. Versus you don't know, like, oh, yeah, she's the best girlfriend in the world. Bro, now you know. She's not.
Guys, trust me. We're speaking about this so passionately because we've been there.
Yeah, facts.
Yo, it is horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible to be an option for a girl and not the priority.
Just that now, if they want to play games, or you can leave.
So yeah.
Call somebody else.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Bro, the most powerful thing you can ever do is, like, break up with a girl or kick her to the curb, bro.
Yeah.
That's how you get power back.
Yep. Walk away.
And here's the thing. You have to have that power with women, bro. You don't have a choice in 2023.
Yeah.
Right? This ain't the 50s where you can run around and Sean Connery these hoes. You can't do that, nigga.
Don't hit him, bro.
Don't do that
You going to jail.
You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all niggas be trying to hit him.
What the fuck?
Y'all niggas can't do that shit, man.
Yeah, don't do it, man.
Sean Connery out here talking about interviews about fucking hitting chicks with the
fucking... We don't condone ever hitting women, bro.
Yeah, we don't condone that shit.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. But what I'm saying is that... The only power you have nowadays is walking away. That's the only power you got, bro.
Teleport. Okay?
So you need to be able to wield that power and use it when needed at any point. And that's when girls come right, is when they know that their spot isn't secured.
Right.
Okay. Egyptian Art goes, I'm releasing two books. Why Mo deserves less food and why Chris deserves a bed to sleep on. Thanks, guys, for the content. Appreciate that, Egyptian Art. Jacob goes, isn't a whole phase an oxymoron because they typically allow that to affect their future, making it not a phase? Well, here's the thing. If you're smart, you're supposed to make it affect their future. It's upon you as the man. But most guys still accept them. Love the raw content. Made me a better wifey in person. Keep up the great work, guys. Yo, shout out to Rice, man.
She
flexing that ring, too.
Yo, okay.
Shout out to all the women that watch our podcast that are in relationships or married. I get a lot of DMs from y'all saying that you guys became better women from the show. I really appreciate that. It means a lot.
I'm guessing that she's Asian.
I don't know.
Rice.
Oh,
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, bro. She might be Asian.
What? That was actually a pretty good joke. I like that. Yeah.
Please read, but is your theme based on GTA Vice City? Yeah. Yeah. That's why we got the painted table, guys, is inspiration from Wynwood, right? Because that's like the Williamsburg of Miami,
Shout
right?
With Chris.
With the spray painting and stuff like that and the graffiti. And then the stuff over there, all 100% Vice City inspired. You can see the sign over there in the back. That's also Vice City inspired. So yeah, man.
We're Miami,
one of my
so.
Favorite video games. Heated reports, $5. Set my iron afresh. Y'all help me become better as a man. Y'all are my online mentors. Currently working to set my credit score on.
Sheesh.
Yep, man. Hey, guys, get to that 720, man. 720 is good.
720 is good, but 740, 760 is
yeah, you want to hit 760.
Yeah,
you want 760 hit. Will put you in the excellent range.
Yeah.
Miles, $5. Can you guys do a podcast where you get a handful of religious individuals, some wild age girls, and two virgins? I know that would be sick.
Okay.
Okay. Been watching for a month. I'm hooked now. Thanks for the video, bros. Appreciate that, C-Money.
Thanks, bro.
Steady T Mac and goes, my first time ever dropping a chat, but I had to say it. Let's discuss the elephant in the room. Fresh really out here looking like Goomba from Super Mario. Give it up, Fresh Admit. Keep showing my why my women deserve less in I'm buying book tomorrow. Cool.
I think instead of a Goomba. That's a good one, bro.
The Chris Teach High School.
Yes.
Okay. Natalie E goes, I'm here taking notes. Shout out to you, Natalie E.
Shout out to you.
Love the episode with PJ. My dad fled Iran during the revolution for a better life and became successful. Anything is possible if you're determined. Absolutely, bro.
There you go.
And we got here, Puerto Rocco's $5. For the other podcast that hated on Fresh and Fit, translation in Spanish, Mama and Bicho, free the Tates. Shout out to you, my friend. Yeah, it was a couple of podcasts that hated on them. Yeah, y'all can all suck our dicks. That's what it meant in Spanish for him. Shout out to the Puerto Ricans out there. you can tell that nigga Puerto Rican from that term. Yo, guys, just so you know, we're going to go ahead and kill... We should have killed this Twitch chat way earlier. Twitch stream. Yeah, guys, we're going to kill the Twitch stream right now. We're going to kill Twitter and Facebook because we were talking about them boys earlier.
Them boys. Yeah, we need a coin to flip.
Canceled. Various layers. Shout out to Fresh and Fit. Appreciate you guys.
By the way, he's also part of the CEO Network, man. Shout out to you joining, bro. Yep.
We got here. Justin Holmes goes... shout out to the gang. Keep leading from the front. Also, Fresh looking like the Oyo tribe from Women King. LMAO.
What the fuck is your problem, man?
Okay, they're roasting you tonight. Nigel goes, hey, Martin, I really look up to you. Thanks for opening my eyes on 5'4", single father. Any advice? Get your value up, bro, because as a 5'4" guy, your sexual market value is automatically going to take a significant hit. And I always tell guys, if you're under 6 feet tall, you have no choice but to get your money up, learn game, and get in the gym and get in shape. Hate to say it.
Not going
to
be easy.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but you can definitely, you have to make up for your lack of height in other ways. Eli, $10. Appreciate that. Various layers again. Shout out to Fresh and Fit. Bosses, thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Geeky Kid goes, people I should follow for crypto advice trying to get more than one stream of income.
Hit Miguel up and Dollar Cost Crypto. Sorry, Miguel and Charlie.
Yep. Yeah. Dollar Cost Crypto, Cultivate Crypto.
Yep.
All or Nothing Podcast, $5. Hey, FNF, thank you for inspiring us to start our own podcast. Shout out to you guys. Cool. Awesome. TH goes, Michael B. Jordan got the chance to stand up to the woman who bullied him in high school. She used to call him corny. Success is the best revenge. Absolutely.
Facts, bro.
I saw that clip.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Bro, look, man, I'm here to tell y'all, man, if you're in high school or in college and these girls are curving you or whatever it may be, bro.
Wait your turn.
Just wait your turn.
It's coming.
Get your value up. Become successful. I got bitches that played games with me before, right? And they hit me up now years after the fact. And I'm just like, in the back of my mind. Mike Jones famously said this back in like, what, 05, 06? Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all love me. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all love me. Repeating himself like a fucking broken record. But that shit is so fucking true, bro.
Yeah.
Okay? So, Michael B. Jordan, let that bitch know. You know, I'm up now. You down and I'm up. And here's the other thing, too, that women don't understand. Mother Nature gives them their gifts. Father Time takes it away. Right? But girls think that their sexual market value is everlasting. Green forever. No, it ain't. That shit gonna turn brown. But they don't know that until it actually hits them. That's why I tell y'all, women don't mature a lot of the times until they stop getting sexual attention from the opposite gender. Okay?
And isn't it funny? All the girls that were like hot in school are hot anymore. They kind of like got kids or like, you know, as attractive or
they're
they got like fat.
They're wrinkly.
And it's like,
annoying.
Are you curving me in school? But like, where you at now?
Yo, let me tell y'all something. I want you guys to really like think about this for 2 seconds. Are there any red pill aware women that are 21 years old making channels talking about hypergamy and this other shit?
Let me think. No.
No.
Nope.
Why? Because to them, life is fantastic. They don't give a fuck about you passport niggas. They don't know what the red pill is. They don't know what any of this shit is. You want to know why? Because life is awesome.
Beautiful.
All right? But guess what? The girls that do end up getting red pilled or getting aware to some degree, whatever, what are they? Typically less attractive and or older.
Last night.
Right?
Wait, last night?
Yeah. What? The fat girls. 2 nights ago.
Even those bitches don't be aware, though.
Monday.
Even those bitches don't be aware.
Chris, you know what date is?
Nigga, I don't know nowadays, man.
Okay. Just checking, bro. Just checking. All right, cool.
So, but just keep that in mind, guys. The baddest chicks, the girls that y'all see that are hot as fuck,
don't give two
shits. They don't give a fuck about none of this stuff on the internet, nope. Bro. That's why I tell y'all, take this information, learn it, okay? And use it, apply it in your life for your advantage.
You tell them red pill?
Yeah.
You want to give me some drugs?
Yeah, but yeah, like bro. Like,
what is that?
Bad bitches don't know any of this shit, bro. Yeah, and bro. They don't care.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to.
Well, why would they?
Why would they? Like, well, what the fuck? It makes no sense. If I'm getting everything that I wanted in life, why the fuck am I going to go out of my way to learn about what men care about or what men give a fuck about? No, bro.
Never have to.
They don't have to.
Yeah.
So... it is what it is. That's why, like, all you guys keep asking us about passport bros, whatever. Hey, man, I love y'all, but
do
you got to understand.
What you got to do, but
bad bitches don't give a fuck where y'all niggas are going to Brazil.
They don't care. Yeah.
They don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah. Like, go to Brazil. Like, but don't know that. Nobody here cares.
Yeah. Like,
just saying.
Just keeping it 1,000
yeah.
with y'all.
Yeah.
The baddest bitches don't even know this side of the internet exists.
I'm going to flex my passport and pictures of me in Brazil. Let these hoes know that I'm doing well. Nobody cares, bro.
Yeah.
Just saying.
They don't give a fuck, man.
Go do you.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Michael Mainstroke, thank you. Appreciate that. Ifosa Osande, 591. Appreciate that.
My brother.
Eli goes, congratulations on your success, Friendship Fit Family. We want the Rumble Party now.
Coming soon. Yep.
Bobby, doing God's work. Appreciate that. Jerome, y'all miss any my super chat again, and on God, Chris finna get a train ran on him. Much appreciate everything
what
I'll do.
What the fuck? Pause, nigga.
Bro, this nigga.
Gay! What the fuck? Polk County, Florida in the house. Shout out to you, rough day.
Yeah.
Marks goes, oh, we got 7,500 you guys in here right now, by the way.
Like the video, guys.
Like the video. And the Chris, channel. From this point forward,
20 and up.
20 and up, we're going to read. But I'll read all these chats that came through before. Yo, got my copy of Women Deserve Less today. Heard Myron say, MI is the most fit city in the US. DC is up there too. Fit DC. Okay, shout out to you, Marks. Cool. 205 Tasmanian goes, shout out to Michael B. Jordan for putting that 304 in her place. Been here since 800K. Keep up the good work, boy, brubs. I went from 50K a year to 75K. That's what we're talking about, baby.
W in the chat.
DeMarco. I want to ask y'all, have any of you guys increased your salary from watching Apple and Peach?
Nope. Nope.
Have any of you guys got fit from watching Lasan Fagabi?
Who?
Have any of you guys improved the quality of your life from watching Lethan Decline?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
Fuck those motherfuckers. Corey Manicott, $10. I hear you, man. I got... Bro, this is a year pent up of them talking shit and us not saying nothing, man. Fuck
True.
Those guys.
True.
Ryan Resch, Wigmo Chris, even though he a bum. Shout out to you, Corey Manigot.
Shout out to Corey, man.
22-year-old making $60,000 a year with a 750 credit score is still growing. Thanks to FNF. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo,
Derek,
right now, right?
Y'all are literally a spirit bomb for
is
me, man.
A prime spot to make good gains in real estate, cars, whatever he wants, bro. Shout out to you, Eric, for
bro,
following
Bro, when you
purpose.
Guys tell us your W's,
yeah,
it's literally, it's like, it's the fucking best. I can't even explain it. It's like
It's a power bomb.
Yeah, it's literally like, yo, I feel like fucking Goku.
Give
like,
us
give
your
me,
energy.
Give me energy.
Spur bomb.
Like, as y'all win, we win.
Facts.
We change your lives and help you guys become better men, not just give you mindless fucking entertainment. That's what satisfies me, bro.
My
we're
Mondays.
Not just here to entertain you guys. We're here to educate you guys, too, so you don't get fucking finessed by these stupid-ass hoes, so you don't lose money, so you don't become a fat slob, so you understand how the world really fucking works and operate in the real world.
Someone asks, yo, Fresh, Myron, what's the best show to watch? Money Mondays, man. Keep me 1,000, bro.
Yeah, y'all need to watch Money Monday more.
That's the foundation.
We're bringing on, we had Chris Cron on. We have had Grant Cardone on, Robert Kiyosaki, Ken McElroy. These are multi millionaires controlling $1 billion worth of real estate, guys. We brought on
talking to y'all for
Peshman,
free.
Talking about how to, get exotic cars and make money and make a profit off it.
Sell watches.
Watches. Guys, we brought entrepreneurs in from different parts and different angles that we might not be versed in, but we'll bring someone else in that's an expert.
Yep. So
are any of these other guys that make videos on us doing that?
No.
Is Playback teaching you know any of this shit?
No.
No.
Just cheating on bitches. Can't even do it right, dumbass.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Yo. Okay. Yo. Yeah, he got caught cheating.
Nigga, you
probably said sorry too, bitch ass. Yeah.
Baby girl.
Please don't leave.
I have so much love. love to give.
Yeah.
I have so much love to give. What? I'm so sorry. I'm too big.
Over here on this side of the internet, what do we tell y'all niggas? You get caught cheating, you never tell her sorry.
Never
fuck
tell her
here.
Sorry.
It's not the future, bro.
Literally, that was our fucking shit since the beginning. Get caught, never tell her sorry, bro.
Or just don't do it.
Yeah.
It goes probably, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
Holy shit.
Or just be honest.
Oh, so, man.
Alex Lopez,
$10. I've always been content with making 45K until I started watching you guys. Hopefully this year, since opening my LLC, I'll be six figs. Shout out to y'all. Yes!
Not hopefully. Make it happen,
You
bro.
Will do.
Yeah.
For any of y'all that are watching this podcast right now, because we've had some people come in, oh my God, you guys are, this is just like success porn. All you guys do is talk about making money, blah, blah, blah. Maybe some of us might not make it. Listen, motherfucker. I want every single person watching this show to strive to make six figures a fucking year and get in the gym and get in shape.
I'm telling you right now, guys.
Only y'all can do that.
Your life will change completely, bro.
Yeah.
Every single one of you motherfuckers watching this show right now can make $100,000 a year and get six-pack abs. Every one of y'all.
Look at Chris.
Look, yeah.
He may be still a bum, but working on it.
He's doing
good. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With every single one of y'all, six figures a year, six-pack abs, or else you fucking die trying.
Listen, man, I'm on the way to abs, man. It's on the way. So.
All right? That's what I'm talking about. Akmal. He goes, hey, Marn, what's the options for investments that complies with Islamic law? FNF is lit. Ooh, that's
not
tricky,
much,
man.
Because interest.
Yeah, because you don't want interest rates involved.
Yeah,
you know, and anytime you're in a country where interest rates are involved.
My family, bro, they're like, interest, we can't do it. I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
It's law.
Yeah.
Even but cars.
Them boys love interest, though.
Yo, end the show. Yo, we got one more point, right? One more point. Let's get out of here, bro. Are the girls here? Are the girls here?
They're coming up right now.
Okay. Nigga, don't show the chat, but start dying.
Yeah, I'm not showing the chat.
We should be on Rumble right now, bro.
Voice, yo, tiny, never mind.
Makera Nashigaku says, I watch most of y'all videos. Honestly, it's very inspiring. I don't think y'all realize how many people this podcast has inspired, even me. By the way, what are your thoughts on Passport Bros? Bro, we just said it earlier. Move on. Okay. LaRon Block, shout out to you, bro. JWB19 says, dealing with a girl that kept reminding me that I met her ex-hubby. Oh, red flag, bro. We fooled around here and there, but she soon forgot that fun now wants to play hot and cold. Thanks for the game. Really appreciate it. Yeah, bro.
Right, bro, when bitches want to turn into Katy Perry, you know, hot and cold, bro, then you just go cold.
Bro, that imprint is a real thing, bro. You might be wondering, why can't she bond to me or attach to me or have that attachment? It's like, bro, she loves somebody else, bro. You're not her number one. You're maybe a fun time option, but her heart is with somebody else, bro. So don't even play those games, bro. Just smash and keep it moving.
Bruh. When girls play hot and cold, you just go cold.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is not how this fucking goes.
Move on, man.
You know what I'm saying? When guys go hot and cold, bitches make songs about it.
Yeah.
When bitches go hot and cold, niggas are like, what's going on?
The streets is cold, man.
Because girls aren't used to a guy being hot and cold with them. Katy Perry, listen to it. Because you're hot and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. And then... What, Chris?
Sorry, my voice. My voice cracked. It was like, don't worry about it.
What the fuck?
Chris, you really are a bum, nigga.
What the fuck? Yeah, this nigga really is a bum, bro.
What the fuck, bro?
Yo, what the fuck?
Chris, stop it. This nigga wildin', bro. Shout out Chris, man.
Oh, man. I hope y'all are enjoying these daytime shows when it's just us, man. We've been
shooting this shit.
Saying shit that should probably get us canceled and shit. Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
Wyatt says she needs to have that Jomo energy.
Yeah.
Jomo? What does J stand for? You got text us in the chat, bro. I don't know what that stands for. Junior Chow.
No, I think that I know what that J stands for. Anyway.
Oh,
Jared Choi. $10. Y'all niggas really trying to get us in trouble. Hi, FNF. Welcome home. Since you were gone, I crushed PRs in the gym. 225 bench, 450, 405 deadlift, 315 squat, 135 overhead press, and long enough, I finally started getting dates. Crazy what happened, being in shape and having a great job do for you. That's what we're talking about, baby.
You go to the gym, you know what you get other than muscles? Confidence.
Bad facts.
That goes a long way, guys.
Exactly.
Confidence.
Bro, you out here, bench at 225, you think you going to give a shit about what some chick tells you in the club? I don't know if I'm... You're already gone. Okay, next. Go ahead, next girl.
Literally.
I don't know what you think.
Cameron Blaze.
He goes, cook for my girl on V-Day, and her sister cursed me out because I should have bought her gifts like the queen she is. I stopped speaking to him. When a man has self-respect and walks away from disrespect, she realizes her loss. Good shit, my friend. Good shit. Fuck her and her sister.
You cook for them?
Yeah, I don't know why you did that, though.
Okay, well, whatever works, bro. But at least you saw her for what she really is.
Gay! Okay. Just want to thank my fellow man of God, Fresh, for donating to the charity I run and helping the underprivileged kids.
Bro, you know what? You saw that, and you said it on screen.
Did you really donate, though?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
I did.
Yeah. Nigga, Mo, this ain't your conversation.
Listen, man.
Like I said, yes, he did.
I support you, Corey, man of God. Oh, God. Like myself. Oh, and God. You know what, Corey?
Oh, God.
Blessings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, God. Yes, sir.
Anyway, hot black enough. Question for after hours with the ladies. If you could flip a switch and reverse physicality between male and female, would the world be a safer or more dangerous?
Bro. Yeah, you see what? No. Look at that image, though. It's a future reading.
I know. It's future reading.
That'd be hilarious, bro.
Oh, man. Jason Burris, can y'all do an episode on investing in monthly dividend stocks versus quarterly dividend stocks with pros and cons? I appreciate you guys. Y'all save my life. So, Jason, we did a whole episode on index funds.
Yeah.
Go check it out on the Money Mondays playlist. Okay. But when we bring AMS on, we could talk about that because he's a stock market guy. Market Lewis 10, been watching y'all since 50K. My credit score has been stuck around 750 for the last couple of years, but recently just shot out 50 points to 800. Thanks to y'all's help. That's what I'm talking about.
Love you in the chat, bro.
I'm just getting all the energy right now, pause, from you guys, becoming better men, etc. Can our haters teach you guys any of this stuff and help improve your life to this degree?
Yeah, pause.
What?
You're too jacked up about this, pause. Ow! Get it, jacked up?
Ow!
Wait, what?
All right.
Okay, moving on.
These guys speak facts. As a career woman that's obese, I needed a man to show my femininity in a traditional industry. Just kicked him to the curb as soon as I achieved my goal. Never be that guy.
What the fuck? Money L?
What?
How fat are you?
All right. Hughes Wave Motion Machines LLC. Yo, Martin, how can I reach out about sending you a one-on-one custom piece wave machine as a token of my Money Mondays appreciation? Got my credit to 720 Wave Motion Machines on the gram. What are wave motion machines?
I have no idea. Send them a DM on Instagram. Unplug Fit.
Okay. Michael B. Jordan is what I call a step in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. He's dating a white girl now, I believe, a model.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, okay.
He moved on from Harvey. No more Lori. Tell Steve Harvey I don't want her. Hey, man. Yeah. That shit dead now. Yeah. Them boys.
Oh, man.
Woo!
All right. They're going to definitely clip that part. It's going to be on Twitter. We get canceled. And then those losers over at Fagrin are going to ask us for another interview. These were some problematic statements that you guys made about
Black.com.
The Black.com and Lori Harvey.
Isn't your mother black too and your father black too?
Yeah. Aren't you guys coercing women? Oh, wait. No, let me cut that part out of the podcast so that we don't look stupid.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, Tommy? They're still black boys.
Yeah.
We gave it a dumb man.
Whatever. We're shooting shots today, man. What's up, Appin' Up? My first time catching y'all live. I love you guys' content. Definitely opened up my eyes on how to be a better man. Could you please recommend my entrepreneur books I can start reading? Any entrepreneur books I can start reading?
There's a bunch, bro.
I think Rich Dad Poor Dad is the foundation. Read that one first and then go from there.
Yeah.
I also like Unscripted by MJ DeMarco.
That's a good one.
That one is really good. It's long, but it's good. Listen to it on Audible. Started watching February 2022, and a year ago today, I left my girlfriend of 4 years for doing every single thing you guys are saying right now, and now I've lost 70 pounds and double my income. Thanks for all the knowledge.
Woo! Good job, bro. The biggest part is letting go. Once you can let go, bro, and just be by yourself for a little bit, work on yourself, bro, you win, bro. I'm telling you. And she might actually want you back, too, after the fact.
Yeah. And then you just make her suck your dick and never take her seriously again.
Whole lot of dick.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
shout out to AMS, the GOAT.
Yo, she gonna suck a whole lot of dick. Okay. Recently got my Why Women Deserve Less to join HU. Nothing but up from here. Free Top G, free the boys. Yes, bro. Free Andrew Tate, free Tristan Tate, free Georgiana, free innocent, all of them, man. We all know that they're innocent. Them dumb assholes was lying. We caught them on WhatsApp red-handed.
We knew from day one that they were innocent, bro. We knew from day one.
Yeah, we knew from the rip, bro. These girls be lying out here, man.
Bro.
It's all cap. Where are we at here now?
Cap City.
Caught up?
Oh, caught up.
Okay.
No, not really, but last point.
Is this the last point?
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
wait, hold on. I think we still got more though. Hold on.
Hold on.
Okay. Number four. Okay. So now we're on number four. So
round four.
She flakes on you randomly, or periodically she has other dates.
Okay, guys, this is pretty simple. Let's because
tell if she's still for the streets.
A lot of times, right? A girl will be with you and you meet her, you have a great time, but she's kind of like being dodgy, being sketchy. You're like, hold on, the vibe is there, wink wink. The connection's there. Why is she being flaky? And you're like, is it me? Nah, it can't be me, bro. My swag is on point. You know, my game is on point. What's going on here? And okay, second date, she said, hey, I'll let you know. Third date, she might show up. Fourth date, she won't show up. You're trying to figure out what's happening here. More often than not, she has options. And what happens is, in this scenario, you may want to say to yourself, okay, you know what? I'm going to give her a chance here, blah, blah, blah. But reality speaking, bro, she's saying, you know what? She's putting herself first. And at that point, it's fine. But understand that if you try to wife her up, take her serious, bro, she has other options. You're probably option 2, 3, 4 at best. And it's kind of like, if a girl's really into you, bro, doesn't matter if her dog is sick, if her mom is almost dying on the bed. She, you know what? Babe, this is happening. Come over so you can spend time with me. Because I'm telling you right now, bro, if she's really into you, she wants to be in the same breath with you, the same air as you. She wants you to be around her. So if she's dodging you for whatever reason, bro, it's because either she doesn't like you that much or she's got other options. And that means, for example, bro, you're not option number one, which means, in reality speaking, just smash and dash, bro, honestly, at that point. So,
yeah. Seriously, the
it's pretty simple, guys. Like, dude, if she flakes on you, bro, she don't like it that much.
That, and also keep in mind that if she flaked on you, there was probably a better option. If here's the thing, when a girl flakes, what she should be doing is giving a counter.
At least,
oh, listen, I can't make it, but are you free XYZ date? Right? And this is why we went viral one time. I told y'all, if a girl flakes on a date, you punish that bad behavior. How so? You make her pay for the fucking date that she reschedules on you. Boom. Because, 9 out of 10 times when girls flake, it's some bullshit. They're either going to go meet another guy. Maybe they just don't feel like it. Maybe they're nervous. Whatever it is, you got to penalize them for that stupidity. Because what a lot of guys will do is they'll just be like, oh, it's okay, and think it's, like, acceptable. No, bro. You got to let them know that there's consequences to the fuckery.
You know, it's funny. They'll be like, hold on a sec. I'll let you know. You know, all she's saying is, for example, she's another option. The guy's, like, iffy about it. He hits her up. Yeah, let's link up. Oh, sorry, I can't make it today.
You know what you do? When a girl says, okay, I'll give y'all some game right now. If a girl says, these are two text messages that girls send you when they're not sure if they want to meet up with you. They'll say either maybe or I'll let you know.
Yep.
This is how you respond. If a girl says maybe, you just say maybe back with a question mark, right? So you want her to clarify her stupidity for you, right? You put it back on her, right? Then the second one is when she says, I'll let you know, you could just tell her straight up, I don't do I'll let you knows. Yes or no? Now, that's a little bit more direct. Some of y'all might be scared to do that, but once you get to a certain point, you put it that way, she's going to know you mean fucking business.
Or you could say, Leo, hit me up when you're ready. Because right now, hey, just saying.
Fresh or a little bit nicer about it. Me, I just say, I don't do let me knows. I'll let you know. Yes or no, right? And and then that puts on her.
Yeah.
Right? And if she gives you some snarky response or whatever, just leave her dumbass on red. You know what I mean? And that right there will make her say, oh, damn, this nigga don't give a fuck. And when you don't give a fuck, she wants to fuck. One more time for y'all. When you don't give a fuck, that's when she wants to fuck. Okay? A lot of these bitches know they ain't shit. So when you treat them like they ain't shit, then they start to actually respect you. That's the truth, guys.
True.
All right? If a girl has the audacity to send you a dumbass message like, I'll let you know, or maybe. Nigga, do they text their boss that shit? Hey, I need you at work tomorrow at 9 a.m. Maybe. What?
I'll let you know, boss.
I'll let you know. Fuck no. Fuck no. These hoes show more respect to their fucking careers than you, and you're supposed to be the man and the provider. The fuck? Ridiculous. Incredible. Cloud world. Bro. Guys, you all, listen, women will treat you poorly if you tolerate it. If you don't tolerate it, then it's going to make them act correct. And sometimes just asking messages like that are unconventional. Excuse me. Responses like I just gave you are unconventional. Most guys don't have the balls to send her a message back saying maybe with a question mark. Most guys don't have the balls to say, yo, I don't do, I'll let you knows.
Maybe double texting like, I understand.
Yeah.
Well,
how about this? How about I organize a helicopter ride for us overlooking the city? Like, what the fuck?
What if we meet earlier, babe?
Yeah.
Like, I'll come pick you up.
Yeah. Like, fuck that shit, man. Bro, you niggas need to turn into Cartman. You will respect my authority. Respect my authority. Like, what the fuck, man?
Come on!
Guys, again, book in stores. Why women deserve less. Go get that shit. Because I talk about this shit where if women treat you bad, right, you reciprocate her treating you bad. Yeah. You don't reward bad behavior. You punish bad behavior. But when a girl gives you good behavior, you reward good behavior. It's simple shit. Don't reward girls that treat you poorly. Don't do that shit.
If you're an option, make her an option.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, bro. This is about reciprocation. I'm not telling you how to treat women bad.
No.
I'm telling you guys to treat women exactly how they treat you.
Yeah.
A lot of you guys treat women that don't deserve shit with a lot of good value, with a lot of, you guys give them a lot of good treatment when they don't fucking deserve that
no
shit.
For no reason.
For no reason, bro. And make her earn that shit.
And then you want respect? How can they respect you?
What the fuck, man? The reason why I tell y'all niggas women deserve less is because society already gives them more. All these simps already give them more. All the fucking guys in the friend zone already give her more. So you cannot sit there and be like the rest of them. You have to differentiate yourself from all the other simps. How do you do that? By giving her less and then making her earn more. That's the difference. That's how you get respect from women. Sorry, I wish it wasn't like that way, but that's how it is, guys. That's human psychology 101 for y'all.
I'm going to write a book, Why Women Deserve More of Nothing. Okay, move forward. Okay, we got to show the run after this as well. So Nicholas Andrade says, started watching 2 years ago. You guys encouraged me to trade credit cards. It's 750 now, and I got a two-story rehab for 50K. Working on putting investments in it. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, my friend. When you do that cash out refi, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Cool. Wait. This a new one?
I think it's Weiss booklet.
Oh, Edward C. In the gym. Six-figure job. Credit score over 800. Looking to buy my second property. New girl rotation in process. Super chat paid by credit cards. Rewards. Sheesh. Good job, bro. Kevin Murdagas says, hey, Myron, I'm in college right now, starting a business. Do you think it's worth starting a business while still in college, even though I can't put 100% of my time into the business? Also, I am a computer science major.
Absolutely. Do it.
Yeah. As you get
closer and closer to completing your degree, you'll have more and more free time. As you have more and more free time, you allot that to your business.
Also, as well, experience.
Yes.
If you start earlier.
Yeah, guys, there's nothing wrong with working a job, getting the skills required, and then becoming an entrepreneur. Okay, we're not going to be one of these guys that tells you, don't get a job. Jobs are for slaves, blah, blah, blah.
You got to pay your bills,
like,
bro.
Like, there's nothing wrong with getting a job, learning the skills, then going ahead and taking that onto entrepreneurship.
You got to pay your bills, nigga.
Yeah, like, that too, bro.
You got to pay your rent.
Yeah, bro.
Daryl Blake says,
you ain't some chick with that can sell feet pictures on OnlyFans, nigga. You got to work.
What can I do to stop being a nice guy? I still want to be friendly to people, but I need to add some spices myself by standing up for myself and setting boundaries. Bro, I'm a nice guy heart by heart, right? However, I do understand when they can say no. If you can say no, you could be a nicer guy and still have some power. Just say no, bro. The biggest thing that you need to understand is saying no gives you also as well leverage. If you don't say no, you say yes every single time, then you're going to be a nice guy. But if you say no, it's like, damn, he has boundaries. So start by saying no.
Bro, you have to tell girls no, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You just have to do it. Like, it's just a part of the game for you to be able to earn respect from women.
And
because most
away.
Of the time, these simps tell them yes to everything.
Yeah.
You can't be one of these guys.
Like,
all right?
Like, for example, let's say she wants to go to, like, I don't know, Coney Island. Just say no. I don't want to go there.
Nope.
That's powerful.
Yep. So. And even if you do want to go there, yeah, you still say no.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I kind of want to ride that Ferris wheel. But she planned this date. No.
No.
We ain't going.
Say
ain't
no. Going. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
2 weeks later. Yeah, let's go over here to Coney Island. You make that idea yourself, bro. You say yourself. We're going after the fact.
The point is, guys, is that you can't have the impression be that she's in a leadership role dictating things.
Yeah.
You have to be the leader, okay? Because even though girls will sit there and say, oh, I want to be able to make some of the decisions, blah, 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 the reality is that that's not what they're aroused and attracted by. They're attracted by a guy that can stand on 10 toes down and be like, no, we're not doing that. We're going to do this instead.
Be a man, plan a date, go through with it.
Yep.
Simple.
Pixelated Visions, $20. Thank you guys for motivating me to stop smoking weed. It has opened many more doors for me and has also made me realize how antisocial and content with being a lame it made me. I'll keep you guys updated on my progress. Thank you. Shout out to you, bro, my friend. I tell you all the time, weed, man, if you want to become the best version of yourself, you can't smoke weed, bro.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bro.
Like, you know, yo, once you become weed, successful,
smoking weed is a rich nigga sport at best.
Yeah.
If you want to do
best.
It. If you want to do it.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
It is a rich nigga sport at best.
Facts, bro.
After you made it,
rich
you want to go ahead and
luxury.
Be a pothead?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But let me tell you guys something. All my closest friends that are high performers, Brandon Carter, Moneyberg, all these guys that got M's on M's on M's,
yeah,
that got real fucking money, they don't smoke weed.
I wonder why.
Success leaves clues. Guys, once I stopped drinking, I became a multimillionaire.
And also, whenever you're on your purpose, smoking weed, drinking, bro, takes away from that.
Takes away from that, bro.
Even girls, bro.
Yeah. Because you get lazy, you get tired, you become lethargic. All the things that you, like, it literally contradicts everything you need to do. You need to be energetic. You need to be focused. You need to be on your purpose. You need to be on point. Alcohol and fucking weed blunts that shit.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, I know some of y'all on the chat are going to be like, well, Elon Musk smokes weed. Listen, you fucking idiots. Elon Musk is worth a lot of money.
Billions, bro.
All right? I guarantee you, when he was building up Tesla, et cetera, he wasn't smoking weed every day.
Nope.
On some Nate Dogg shit.
Smoke weed every day.
No, man. The fuck out of here, bro. The only people that can smoke weed every single day and still make it are females. Okay?
I don't know how, but yeah.
Yeah, well, they can be on OnlyFans or get some dude to pay for shit, whatever.
That is true.
As a man, you cannot afford any type of fucking things that, any influences that will fuck you up and keep you from your mission, bro. You're not a girl. You cannot sit there and have someone pay for your dinner. You can't have someone fly you out. It ain't happening as a dude. You either perform or die. All right? You can't coast on your looks like a woman can, bro. Sorry. Why do y'all niggas want to get female benefits with being a dude? It doesn't work that way. And you're not going to get free weed either.
You could be a security guard. Okay.
Girls get free weed. You don't.
There you go.
Dummy.
Elon Musk.
$196.5 billion. And also, when he was on Joe Rogan, and he mentioned that he had smoked weed. Did y'all know that he got fined for that shit? He got fined, and the feds came in and made him do piss tests.
Wow.
Because it's federally funded.
That's crazy. Okay. Don't smoke weed, guys. Durandel Fee says, hey, Myron, I bought a 3-2 for 3-2.
Okay, no, he said, he basically bought a single family home, it looks like. Cool. A 3-2 for $306,000, but my payment is too high to cash flow. What do you suggest? Increase the rent, my friend. That's really the only thing you can do. But you should have done this. All right, watch my episode on Real Estate Investing 101. I talk about cash on cash returns. Guys, before you close the deal, you should be underwriting the deal before you even get to the table. Like, when you first find a deal, you should be looking at how much money you're going to make, assuming the rent is at its lowest. If you're profiting at that point, then you're good.
That's a three bed, two bath. Okay.
Bathroom, yeah. Which is a good pickup for $306,000. I don't know what market you bought it in, but the only thing you can really do it now at this point, bro, is you have to fucking increase the rent.
Yeah.
Or you can renovate it, right? And maybe turn it into a duplex if you can and get it rezoned, but that might be too difficult. So, yeah, just raise the rent, bro. Hey, Martin, read that one. Last two here. Brandon Lowry Ramanuk goes, I wish I found your podcast back in 2020. I let my 304 ex manipulate me into thinking I was the asshole for having a problem with her 86 body count. I was only 19 and she was 21. Thank you for turning my life around. Best you.
Nigga, Burning? She's going to burn you, nigga.
86, nigga? God damn.
And she was lying, too.
Yeah, she was lying. She was lying, too.
But hundo.
Nigga, 21 years old with an 86 body count? Nah. What the fuck is going on, bro?
Nigga, every day.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Yo.
She
on some other shit, nigga.
What the fuck is going
on? Uncle Luke. Say it was Uncle Luke.
Bro.
Shout out to Big Mo.
Holy.
Oh, I'm having a blast in Medellin. Different vibes. Oh, would you do my thing with no problems in any other country? I encourage more brothers to get your passports and divest or stay here day in the West.
Yeah, man. If you guys want to go out, it's cool. But what I'm saying, yeah, guys, you guys want to be. I'm not knocking on y'all passport, bros. What I am saying is that you guys care too much about the girls caring in the West. They don't.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to tell you guys. Just wanted to thank you guys for finally joining the global fight against them, boy.
All right, guys, we gotta show some jokes right now. We love y'all, man. This is a great show.
Nigga in New Zealand sending that shit.
Hope you guys are inspired to do better for yourself and not take these 304s. And we're out of here.
Yo, real quick before we end the show, guys, like the video. Take this time to go subscribe to Fresh Fit Clips
and Rumble.
Okay, and follow us on Rumble. All right, guys. Also, get the book. Why Women Deserve Less, where I talk about not being a simp. I go into detail as to, quite frankly, most women really don't like you guys that much and how you got to acclimate to the new dating marketplace. Stop being a fucking bum and a fat piece of shit. We're going to come back with some lovely ladies here in a bit. Chris, call it.
10:30.
10:30?
God damn.
Cool. Damn, nigga, why so late?
Hey, if sooner or sooner, man.
Okay, cool.
All right, guys. Like the video. We'll catch you guys back here in a little bit for After Hours. Peace.
Peace.